Macmillan Audio presents Secrets of a Shoe Addict by Beth Harbison. Read for you by Orla Cassidy. Chapter 1. Lorene Murphy hadn't meant to hire a male prostitute in Las Vegas. It was all just a big, stupid, expensive misunderstanding. The night had started out pretty normal. There was no visible strange alignment of stars, no static electricity in the air, nothing to warn anyone that things were about to turn so weird. She, along with other parents, mostly mothers, of the Tuckerman Elementary School band members from Travilla, Maryland, was in Las Vegas, where the kids were competing in a national battle of the school bands. Lorene, as the PTA treasurer, had been instrumental in working out a deal with the airline and several Las Vegas hotels so that parents and siblings could attend the contest. And everything had gone fine, right up until they tucked in the little third-place winning musicians and handed their trust over to a hotel babysitter, who looked a little like Joan Crawford but was able to produce identification to prove she was employed by the hotel. So, confident that their kids would be fine, Lorene and her fellow PTA officers, Abby Walsh, vice president of the PTA, and wife of the local Methodist minister, and Tiffany Dreyer, president of the PTA, went down to the casino and spent a little time playing the nickel slots and sipping free margaritas from the hotel bar. For Lorene, life began to veer off course with the idea of taking a break after an hour of slot machines and free drinks, to get up and move around so she didn't get slot machine elbow or whatever.